This podcast is brought to you by patreon.com/Steve Charney. For a lousy buck a month, you can support this program by becoming a patron. Now, don't make me guilt you into it. You know what to do. patreon.com/Steve Charney. You've stumbled onto Conversations with My Dummy. I'm Steve Charney, and all I can do is warn you to watch your step so you don't hurt yourself there. Paul Jeremiah is my guest. He's one of these classic blues musicians who's been around for like ever. He's playing a Big Bill Brunsey tune called Mopper Blues. I'll also be featuring a song I wrote for Bear in the Big Blue House, a Jim Henson production on the Disney Channel for years. In the beginning of many of the shows, the bear, a giant like Big Bird from Sesame Street-like puppet, starts sniffing around saying he's smelling something. Eventually he gets right up to the camera and goes, "Hey, wait, it's you, the viewer." Anywho, they asked me to write a song to match that recurring bit, and I do my own version of it with one of my voice characterizations, Dr. Fenstermacher, and Harry's helping. And we're waiting for Harry to show up. He went to see an old friend, and I want to see how that went.
Oh, here he comes. Hey, Harry.
Oh, boy. Yes, I finally did it.
Yeah, right. You went to see Jill.
It's been a long time, but I finally went to see my old school friend.
Yeah. How's she doing anyway? She was so vivacious, I remember, in the old days. So full of energy and pep. She was a cheerleader and the prom queen. And, oh, man. Well, how is she now? I hope she's a big success.
I'm afraid not, Steve. Jill is now married. And she's bland, bland, bland.
What do you mean, bland?
I mean bland. I go to her house and there she is dressed in brown, sitting on a brown couch.
So?
Her hair is brown. Her eyes are brown. Her rug is brown. Her dog is brown.
So?
She was wearing Buster Brown shoes with brown stains on the brown shoelaces.
So?
Her daughter came in. She said the brownies.
Oh.
She offered me hot chocolate in a Charlie Brown mug.
This woman is brown.
She's brown, I tell you. She had a picture of the Cleveland Browns on her wall. She was watching a rerun of Murphy Brown on the TV. She was browning a chicken in the kitchen while eating brownies out of a brown paper bag.
I remember how colorful she used to be.
It was sad, Steve. She was cooking up a brown and serve with brown rice for her husband.
Who did she finally marry?
Joe Brown! Her socks were brown. Her dress was brown. She had had brown eggs for breakfast with hash browns. Her coffee table is brown. She served me a brown Betty.
Did you stay long?
No. Just long enough for her to take our picture with a brownie camera and listen to a few old Jackson Brown records.
She used to like Helen Reddy.
She hasn't listened to Helen Reddy in years.
Does she still like the blues?
The only blues she likes is Brownie McGee. Her lipstick was brown, her belt was brown, her walls were brown, her credenza was brown.
So you decided you don't like her anymore?
She's all right, Steve, but she's such a brown noser.
Did you give her anything as a present?
Sure, I brought her some greens from my garden.
Did she like them?
As a matter of fact, she got quite excited. I might have started a new trend, Steve. She said she might start rooting for the Green Bay Packers as she went to find this old green dress she used to have. Her daughter was turning green with envy as I heard an old Al Green recording on the player. The green grass was coming to life out on her lawn.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but please lay off of my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes, yeah. You can knock me down, stab my face. You can slander my name all over the place. You can do anything that you want to do. But baby, lay off of my shoes, lay off. Come on, lady, get off of those shoes. Just had them clean. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Yeah, come on, Steve, take it away there. Come on, Steve, do something else with that right hand. You can drink my soda from an old tin jar. You can do anything that you want to do. But baby, lay off of my shoes, lay off. Come on, lady, get off of them. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes, yeah. Oh, blue suede shoes. Blue suede shoes. Blue suede shoes, yeah, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Look what I brought in, 3D glasses.
Look, you see, you put them on, and everything looks three-dimensional. Height, width, and depth.
Oh, those are so cool. I love those things. Did you ever see a whole audience wearing them in a movie theater? It looks eerie.
I know, Steve. You want to try them on? I have a pair right here. Here.
Well, I don't know if I want a pair. Just give me one of them.
I don't think I can do that, Steve. They're attached to each other. You can't separate the glasses.
So then it's not a pair, is it? It would be a pair if you had one for me and one for you.
Yeah, but it is a pair of glasses.
Just give them to me, will you? I want to try them on. Thanks. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, man, you're right, Har. Oh, everything is 3D. This is great. Look, I'm holding my hand up in front of my face, and sure enough, I'm looking at a three-dimensional hand.
3D glasses are great, aren't they?
Now, wait, now I'm looking at you. Yeah, Harry, this is wild. You actually look like you're three-dimensional.
Well, I sort of am.
Let's see if I can walk around the studio with these on. Oh, this is fun, man. It's like virtual reality. I feel like I'm actually in a movie. As if I went right into the screen. It's too bad you don't have a pair on, too. Hey, look, see the garbage can? It actually pops out at you as if it had three dimensions.
Well, it sort of does.
I wonder if you could buy 2D glasses. You know, you put them on and everything looks like it's in two dimensions, all flat.
Oh, well, that's easily done, Steve.
What are you going to do?
Here, watch, Steve.
What? You just broke one of the lenses.
Yeah, now try them on with just one lens.
All right. Hey, you're right. Everything is 2D. I'm looking at my hand again, and it looks flat as a pancake.
That is a pancake. Your hand's over here.
Oh, yeah. How'd that get in here? Hey, look, when you only have one lens instead of two, it looks like the window is as flat as a board.
A window is as flat as a board, Steve.
The walls, the surface of the desk, even the CD looks really flat. You know what would be cool? If there was such a thing as 1D glasses.
One-dimensional glasses? Oh, I think that could be arranged. Here, give me those back.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Here, Steve, watch.
Oh.
There, Steve. Now both lenses are broken. Try it on.
All right. Hey, look at that. I'm wearing glasses without any glass, and everything is in 1D. There's no width. There's no depth. There's no breadth.
If there's no breath, how do you breathe?
Everything's a dot. One big dot.
Let me try one, Steve. Thanks. Hey, that's not one big dot. That's your head.
Paul, great to have you on the show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
And you played with all the greats, right? Dave Van Ronk, Pat Sky, people I was brought up with.
Uh-huh.
You going to play something for us now?
Yeah, I'll play a little instrumental, and maybe we'll throw in a verse of a Big Bill Brunsey thing here. It's called The Mopper's Blues. Happiest man in town. I got a mop. I got a scrub. Rub, rub, rub. I got the mopper's blues. I got the mopper's blues, but I'm the happiest man in town.
Ooh, the real McCoy, Paul Jeremiah. Doesn't mess around. That's some beautiful blues. Thanks a lot, Paul, for coming on the show. And
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
Harry brought in a pair of 3D glasses and tried them on. It was cool. Everything was in 3D. Then he broke one of the lenses and they became 2D glasses. Then he broke the last lens and everything looked one-dimensional, like one big dot. Though, Harry, you'd think that you'd need two lenses for 2D glasses and three lenses for 3D glasses. Not two lenses for 3D glasses and one lens for 2D glasses and no lens for 1D glasses.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
You want to see my 4D glasses?
Wow! You're kidding? You really have 4D glasses?
That's right. First three dimensions are width, height, and depth. And the fourth dimension, according to Einstein, is time. Here, try them on, Steve.
Okay. Wow, look at that. I'm seeing the objects in the room passing through time. Look at you, Harry. As I watch you, you're getting older. That is so cool. You better watch it. With these glasses on, in 50 or 60 years, you'll be an old man.
Look at the mirror, Steve.
You know what? Oh, my goodness, look at me. I'm getting older every second. These are really neat glasses. Not only do I see everything in three dimensions, but I also see the passage of time. These are great.
You want to try my 5D glasses?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, put them on, Steve.
Well, what's going to happen?
You'll see an extra dimension, one that you don't ever perceive.
Okay, here goes. Oh, man. This is wild. Everything bends back into itself, creating a large pocket that holds a fruit basket.
Huh?
Look at that garbage can. It looks like, well, I can't really describe it. It's another dimension. It's like trying to describe the color red to a blind person. But there's a fruit basket in the middle of it. Everything has fruit baskets, including you, Harry. Hold still.
Hey, what are you doing? Your hand is going right into me.
I just plucked a banana from your fifth dimension. Ooh, it's right, too. You don't mind, do you?
Hey, that's my banana.
I'll just peel it here. Mmm.
It's good.
Are you sure that's a banana you're eating and not, for instance, my appendix?
Here, take a bite, Harry.
Okay. Mmm. That is a good banana.
Strange dimension, the fifth dimension. Here, you try him on.
All right, Steve. Hey, you're right. There is a fruit basket and everything. And didn't you notice the cards?
There's a card in the fruit basket?
Yeah, let me open one up. It says, "Welcome to the fifth dimension. Here's a little gift for you. Enjoy yourself. Love, God."
Well, this is Dr. Finchdemacher, and I'd like to do a song for you. Well, what is it, son?
I was going to ask you for a favor.
Yes?
Would you play a game with me?
Oh, Harry, can't you see I'm trying to do a song and you're just... Wait a second, I'm smelling something.
What? I don't smell anything.
What's that smell? What's that smell?
I don't know.
Well, it smells like cornflakes. Or maybe pancakes. A glass of milk and something swell. What's that smell?
Beats me.
Well, it smells like clean clothes. Tickle in my nose. Warm pajamas, soap as well. What's that smell? It's delicious. What's that smell? I'm suspicious. A hint of mint? Wait, don't tell. What's that smell? What's that smell?
No idea.
Well, it smells like t-shirts. Ice cream desserts, a toy, a ball, a shell. What's that smell?
You got me, man.
Well, it smells like kisses. I'm sure that this is something I can tell. What's that smell? It's delicious. What's that smell? I'm suspicious. Tutti frutti. Wait, don't tell. What's that smell? What's that smell? It's something cuddly, ooh, and something utterly special, too. It's wonderful, it's lovable, unique, and... Hey, it's you!
Me? Well, can you beat that?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, we've been trying on different glasses, man. Whoa! We started with 3D glasses, which made everything appear in three dimensions. Then Harry showed me his 4D glasses, where we saw the passage of time. Things got really weird with the 5D glasses. In the fifth dimension, everything bends back onto itself and contains a fruit basket with a greeting card from God. It's really cool.
Yeah, and now we're ready to try on 6D glasses, Steve.
Ooh, 6D glasses. Whoa. Okay, now when I put these glasses on, not only will I see the usual four dimensions of height, width, depth, and time, but also the fifth dimension of fruit baskets and the sixth dimension, which will be something altogether different.
Precisely.
Okay, here we go. Slip them over my eye. Oh. Oh.
What?
Oh, man. This is... This is wild.
What? What?
All time, all space has disappeared. It's as if I'm seeing the Big Bang and the end of the universe all at the same time. And I'm seeing the far reaches of the universe as if they're right here next to me. Oh, wow. Oh, gee, this is too much. In the sixth dimension, everything bends back onto itself. Time, space, all of it becomes one. And in the middle of it is one big, humongous, omniscient, all-knowing fruit basket.
Steve, maybe you better take the glasses off now.
Get away from me, never! I'll never take them off! They're mine, I tell you! Mine! Get away from me! I'm one step from the Orion Nebula! I can reach out and touch it! I'm warning you, Harry! I'll go there if I have to! Give me those glasses! Hey, get away from me, I tell you, this is too good! I got him! I got him! Oh, man, that was incredible. The sixth dimension is the best. Oh, I grabbed an apple from Alpha Centauri. Here, it's a present for me, Harry.
I can't see any apple.
Well, of course not. It's in the sixth dimension. But it's sitting on your head. Of course, it stretches from here to Neptune. If we made it into applesauce, we could feed the entire Earth several times over. Too bad no one can perceive it.
Well, I don't think I want you trying on the final pair of glasses, Steve.
You've got 70 glasses?
Exactly.
Oh, man, come on. You gotta let me try on the seven-dimensional glasses.
Well, you flipped out with the 60s, Steve. What do you think is gonna happen with the 70s?
Where are you getting these glasses, anyway?
None of your business!
Give them to me.
No!
Give them to me!
No!
Give them to me!
Right, just be careful, Steve. Well, if you go off the deep end, who knows what's gonna happen.
All right, I'm gonna put them on.
Go ahead, Steve. Put them on.
Here goes. Slip them over my eyes.
Steve? Steve? Talk to me, Steve! Steve, talk to me!
There is no Steve here.
Only oneness.
Go ahead, Steve. Take your glasses off. Take the glasses off, Steve.
What? Oh.
Whew, that was something.
Do the credits, Steve. Just do the credits.
Right. Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com if you're interested. And I want to thank Paul Jeremiah for being my guest. And, well, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, on my YouTube channel, Google Play, and... well, me and Harry, of course, on patreon.com/SteveCharney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. That's right. And SteveCharney.com has a lot of information about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, books, CDs, my bio, whatever, whatever. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, or on Twitter, too.
And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around. And if any of you are driving today, don't forget your car.